local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A few clouds in the mix and 60 as we get started on this Friday. This is FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with more on your forecast for the weekend ahead. First, though, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still a clear ride across the Bayway. Beautiful sunrise as we're hitting the streets. No problem so far through Mobile. We're clear. Again, no delays from Airport University if you're traveling Schillinger and three knots from Tillman's Corner and Theodore 90 and Halls Mill Road. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. They've got a great hamburger, too. At Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha, live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studio Saturday mornings at 8. Brought to you in part by Kramer's Seafood, Blue Water Lumber, and C&C Financial Services and Auto Sales.
Hi, this is Coach Rick Cleveland. Join me, Mark Laster, and Corey LeBounty on Prep Sports Report 52 weeks a year as we discuss topics of interest, including interviews with players, coaches, and administrators.
It's the Prep Sports Report Saturday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with highs of the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. Our text line open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also our website, fmtalk1065.com, where you can check out a podcast of this show and the 44 hours a week of live local programming we do. And specifically, if you're looking for news from all different sources dealing with COVID-19, click the tab for COVID-19 local news and you'll get those podcasts waiting for you. And tell you what, one that was shared a good bit last night. I'm going to say I'm proud. It's my baby sister. But a conversation I had with a PhD child psychologist, Dr. Summer Sullivan, who happens, yes, that is my sister, but she's incredibly accomplished. Don't hold it against her that she's related to me. She talked with me for about half an hour about what we should and shouldn't be telling our children during this coronavirus fight, what the best methods are for navigating this with the kids, making sure that they're aware but not scared, all those kind of things. You can grab that podcast at the COVID-19 local news tab. It's waiting for you. It just says Dr. Summer Sullivan.
Yeah, I thought that was great. And if you've been
forced, pretty awesome.
If you've been forced to stay or work at home and you're wondering who those little people are that just keep following you around and making noise, those are your children.
Oh.
And it was great. Great information from your sister. I mean, She
does it every day.
It's something that, you know, we're trying to cover this from all angles that we possibly can. And that's what's great about having all those interviews stacked on top of each other right there at the COVID-19 local news tab, because you've talked to everyone from Public Safety Director Barber about scams that are going on during this, all the way down to Alabama Marine Resources Director Scott Bannon about how they are affected by the coronavirus pandemic. You can catch all that right there on the website.
All right. Check it out there. While you're on the website, too, this morning's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should Governor Ivey issue a stay-at-home order for the state of Alabama? Now, let me point out that if we're copying, it looks like we are really, you know what? It would the same map that would apply to lottery would apply to stay-at-home order. Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, all with stay-at-home orders, Alabama without. That is the situation this morning. I think Arkansas went ahead and did it, but maybe South Carolina didn't. There were only three states in the Southeast yesterday, Arkansas, Alabama, and South Carolina, that had not issued a stay-at-home order. And I do think, I got to go double-check if Arkansas did it yesterday or not, but it's here along our neighborhood and states that touch us, we are the only one without a stay-at-home order. Now, what Dalton and I were talking about last hour, if you didn't catch it, is in so many rules that have been put through from the state to the municipal level, aren't we ostensibly in that same situation. It may not have the name stay-at-home order, but aren't we kind of operating under that?
Right, because basically now, I think most people are only going out if they're going to work or if they're going to get essentials, going to the grocery store or the pharmacy. And that's basically what the stay-at-home order states are also saying. I guess the only difference is that law enforcement in those states have the ability to fine people if they're gathering or out doing stuff that they're not supposed to.
Yeah, but let's point this out. So one of our top news stories of the day on the front page of FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Police enforcing ban of large gatherings. Mobile Police Department's enforcing the executive order issued by Governor Kay Ivey banning gatherings of 10 people or more. That includes boaters due to risk of infection by COVID-19. And so, I mean, there you go.
It seems like we're basically under a stay-at-home order without the order, without the label on it.
It does seem like we're pretty darn close to it. But should we go ahead and call it that, a stay-at-home order? We'd love to see your vote on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. We'll tally up those votes as we move through the morning.
Yeah, yesterday Governor Kay Ivey had a Twitter Q&A session where she took questions on Twitter and answered some of the questions, and someone asked, all surrounding states have issued a stay-at-home order to protect their citizens. Why don't you want to protect Alabamians?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
A loaded question there. And the governor said, each state has to weigh their own set of factors. I'm in communication with local, state, and federal officials on a daily basis. We're taking a measured approach to keep Alabamians healthy, safe, and working wherever possible.
Well, and, you know, there's, unfortunately, like it always does, there's a political component that has moved into it now. It's Democrats in the state pushing for the governor to do this. Is this more of a tool to try to embarrass the governor? At the same time, the governor's got that responsibility for everybody. Like I said, no matter how many Alabamians are affected in one way or another by COVID-19, 100% of us are affected by this down economy. So the governor's got to balance that, I think. But does it change it if, you know, we kind of have a lot of those things already happening, but if it's not called a stay-at-home order, are we better off or worse off? It's something I want you to vote on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, let's look at it by the numbers this morning as we get started. COVID-19 cases in the state of Alabama, 1,270, with now 17 fatalities from the illness. Mobile County in our area, the highest number at 69 mm-hmm. cases in Mobile County.
Yeah, Baldwin County at 25. And then our surrounding counties, you got 3 in Washington County, 2 in Clark County, 2 Escambia, 3 in Monroe, 4 in Choctaw, 1 in Conecuh, and 5 in Wilcox County. And we're seeing the number of counties in the state that had 0 confirmed cases dwindle and dwindle. I think we're back, we're down to only 4 counties that have yet to have a confirmed case of COVID-19.
But how many tests have been given in those counties?
Yeah, Perry, Geneva, Henry, and Barber County, now the only ones without confirmed cases.
All right, in Mobile as well. The story about public safety continues to increase in numbers now. 20 Mobile police officers and 10 Mobile fire rescue firefighters have been quarantined while awaiting COVID-19 test results. Talk more about that in a little bit. Good story from John Sharp over at AL.com. Kind of run through what that means by the numbers. And as we're talking about sampling and cases of COVID-19, Dalton, you were talking about this last hour and actually earlier in the week. Can you give us a quick takeaway from what they're doing in Iceland? Because I want to caution, as we look at the number of COVID-19 cases in the state and weigh that against fatalities, we've been talking about it for weeks, that the people that get tested, it is a subset of the group. It is a high-graded group because those are the people that are ill enough to believe that they need to get a COVID-19 test. So out of that number, then you get the fatalities from this. But there's probably way more mm-hmm. cases of COVID-19. So it's not a real accurate representation because the sample is skewed by people voluntarily putting themselves in for the sample.
Yeah, if you had the perfect conditions to test to see what the actual fatality rate is, you would take a large randomized sample, the mm-hmm. larger the better.
Of the state, everybody in the state,
And get your information from that. Unfortunately, we've been playing behind the ball as far as testing goes here in America, just like so many other countries. But Iceland has a bit of a advantage when it comes to testing, because they've only got 360,000 people.
And most of them are in Reykjavik, right?
I guess so. Yeah. Most of them would be. And so they've got a much smaller population, but they've been able to do more testing per capita. So far, they've tested, I think, about 5% of their population, 17,900. Now, at their at their state hospitals, they're doing like we are. They're only testing the people who are sick enough or feel sick enough to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But about half of those 18,000 tests have been conducted by this biopharma company, Decode Genetics, which is an offshoot. They were bought by the U.S. company Amgen a while back. So they've tested about 9,000 people in Iceland, and these people don't even have to show.
So this is the random sample.
Correct. It's a random sample. They said about 1% of those tests have come back positive, but of those positive tests, half were asymptomatic. So we've seen stats that anywhere from 25 to 50% of people that are actually positive for COVID-19. We might not know about it here, but that about half, 25 to 50% of those people are not showing any symptoms at all and can also pass it along, which makes this even more dangerous.
So if we're anything like the Icelanders, there's a chance that many of us that are, you know, within our audience right now are positive for the COVID-19 antibody, but have not, you know, not shown a symptom of this. And that's kind of what they're talking about with when we get into the story about the MPD.
Mm-hmm.
They said the number of them coming back showing positive for the antibody, but only, I think, one of them showing symptoms.
Yeah, and it's also possible that these tests are being done and catching it right at the very beginning of the virus getting in the body, and that they just haven't shown symptoms yet. But it also looks like some people contract COVID-19 and then go through however many days with it without even realizing they have it. Now they're on the other side of it.
All right. We'll talk about that some more coming up. And get your calls in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. And remember, that online opinion poll question will tally up those votes. Coming up in sports?
The New England Patriots went over to China and got over 1 million masks that they're bringing back to New York City. And a former Jacksonville Jaguar offensive tackle, 47 years old now, explained his dealings with COVID-19.
All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5. And in the coronavirus pandemic, some believe this month could be the make or break in our fight against COVID-19. Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
Now, as the president has said,
this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
Other elected leaders across the nation saying the same thing. California Governor Gavin Newsom says this is the month that could send hospitals in the state over the edge unless people strictly stick to the spread prevention guidelines.
It's really a civic moment.
Meaning it's up to us. As Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger says, we all have a duty to change the trajectory of this pandemic.
I'm always cautiously optimistic that the Safer at Home is working, but I don't want us to let our guard down. I believe that April is going to be important to ensure that we slow down the spread. And so to me, that is a make or break, but not in the way that some people may perceive it. I mean, I really do believe that we have the opportunity to flatten the curve.
She says so far the numbers do look like the social distancing measures are working, but it's still too early to tell. The number of cases and deaths continue to rise. All the more, says San Diego County Public Health Director Dr. Joelle D'Onofrio, we stick to those strict guidelines. And she sketches out in sort of a 6 degrees of coronavirus scenario as to what the domino effect of defying the mandate could mean.
If your son sneaks off and visits his girlfriend, and then you later sneak over to have coffee with a neighbor, then your neighbor is now connected to the infected office worker that the son's girlfriend's mother shook hands with.
The pandemic has not peaked yet in the U.S. The sooner the peak, the quicker to the other side. And the path to that is through washing hands, physical distancing, and common sense. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251 626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama now has 1,270 confirmed coronavirus cases. With limited testing available, 69 people have tested positive in Mobile County. County officials announced on Thursday a third Mobile County resident died from the virus. He was a 56-year-old man with underlying health issues. There are 25 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Mobile City leaders are considering offering hazard pay to first responders. This comes after the city's public safety director announced 10 firefighters and 20 police officers have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. Mayor Sandy Simpson said he hopes the decision will be made about hazard pay by the end of today. Daphne city leaders are expected to vote on hazard pay on Monday. Mayor Dane Haygood says he wants to pay first responders and all frontline personnel an extra $3 an hour during the crisis and give all public safety employees a one-time payment of $250. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
Good morning, 722 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As Tom Brady prepares to move his family into Derek Jeter's 30,000-square-foot mansion in Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers have re-signed his presumed backup for the upcoming NFL season. Yesterday, the Bucs re-signed quarterback Blaine Gabbert to a one-year deal. Gabbert has not lived up to expectations since he was drafted 10th overall in the 2011 draft by Jacksonville. Since then, he's bounced around the league to San Francisco, Arizona, Tennessee, and then Tampa last year. Former Jacksonville Jaguars offensive tackle Tony Boselli is recovering after he was hospitalized for 5 days at the Mayo Clinic for COVID-19. The 47-year-old Hall of Fame finalist also said that his wife Angie tested positive for coronavirus. Boselli said on 1010 XL in Jacksonville that her symptoms were not nearly as bad as his.
Next thing you know, you're in the ICU and got a bunch of machines hooked up to you and you're in oxygen, and it was quite an interesting time.
The three-time All-Pro is back home now and recovering. As companies pitch in to help America fight the battle against coronavirus, the New England Patriots organization is doing their part. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Patriots team plane transported 1.2 million N95 masks from Shenzhen, China to the United States. Here's Patriots owner Robert Kraft on CNN.
We agreed to buy them and give them to the people of the city of New York just to try to bring some hope and goodwill and let people know we're trying to bring everything together.
The Patriots plane had to be upgraded for international travel and had to acquire a waiver to avoid a 14-day quarantine in China. They were granted that waiver as long as the crew did not leave the aircraft. Journal reported that the initial order was for 1.7 million masks, but only 1.2 million could fit on the plane. So the remainder of the masks, about 500,000, are set to be delivered in another shipment. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Does getting married end up costing you more on your taxes? For some couples, under the old tax code, it did, but the tax law may change that. In the past, many couples got hit with the so-called marriage penalty. Couples with similar incomes who started filing jointly after tying the knot may have seen a higher tax bill than if they had remained single. The 2017 tax law made some changes. Tax brackets for married filers are now a bit different, and for many, that will do away with the marriage penalty. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with highs of the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the Hooters Traffic Center, we've had light traffic across the Bayway, the Causeway, with accident-free conditions and no delays. Government, Pleasant Valley, back to the interstate now. Northbound 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Watch for the radar again this morning, but Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're also clear. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonito Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. Offer all things hemp. Suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5. This discussion's come up in our house, maybe yours. Should you be disinfecting your groceries? More from Sanjay Gupta on clean groceries. All right.
People do need to grocery shop, obviously. Try and limit the number of times you go to the grocery store. That'll just allow you to keep better social distance. And keep in mind, this is not a foodborne illness. You're not going to get it from eating the food. And it's very unlikely you're going to get it from packages. But we do know the virus can live on surfaces, for example, steel and plastic for up to 3 days. We know they can live on cardboard, for example, up to 24 hours. You don't need to use any kind of specific wipe either. Any household cleaner will do. And then once I'm sure I got this clean, I put this into the clean area.
There you go. We heard Sanjay Gupta spraying things down. It's been a debate in our house. What kind of protocols you need to use on this? It's I don't know. He said, you know, the stuff coming into the house, he said, should be disinfected. But then he said, but it's not probably on the packaging. How's it not on the packaging? If it can live on cardboard for 24 hours and you get something from the, you know, from the wherever. I mean, if you get it from shipped or get it delivered from a local grocery or something like that, why wouldn't that be an issue? I don't know. All right. So spray off the containers. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama now has 1,270 confirmed coronavirus cases. With limited testing available, 69 people have tested positive in Mobile County. County officials announced on Thursday a third Mobile County resident died from the virus. He was a 56-year-old man with underlying health issues. There are 25 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Mobile City leaders are considering offering hazard pay to first responders. This comes after the city's Public Safety Director announced 10 firefighters and 20 police officers have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. Mayor Sandy Simpson said he hopes the decision will be made about hazard pay by the end of today. Daphne city leaders are expected to vote on hazard pay on Monday. Mayor Dane Haygood says he wants to pay first responders and all frontline personnel an extra $3 an hour during the crisis and give all public safety employees a one-time payment of $250. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, coronavirus update. Yesterday, in a weekly report, we learned nearly 10 million Americans have applied for unemployment benefits. After a record 113 straight months of hiring, the government's monthly jobs report out today will reflect the slowdown in March as a result of coronavirus. New York State is racing to roughly triple its hospital capacity as COVID-19 cases surge. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio issued a stark warning.
This coming Sunday is D-Day because we know that as of Sunday, we start to run out of ventilators. We start to get really stressed in terms of our personnel.
De Blasio expects 5,000 patients needing a ventilator to stay alive by Monday. The price of oil edge up further a day after the U.S. benchmark jumped nearly 25% on hopes for a global deal to reduce excess output. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Disney is the latest major corporation to announce furloughs. The world's largest entertainment company says only U.S. employees would be furloughed at this point, but didn't say how many. Disney has more than 223,000 workers worldwide. Non-essential workers will be furloughed beginning April 19th. Airlines are pushing back on the Transportation Department's requirements for continued flying. The relief package passed by Congress last week conditions aid for airlines on carriers continuing to provide essential services. But some carriers say DOT's guidance doesn't give them enough flexibility to cut flights that no one wants to use. Pier 1 Imports will temporarily stop paying rent and delay making other payments as the home goods retailer tries to keep costs low and preserve liquidity, the latest company in bankruptcy to win relief from paying its bills. Crude oil up $1.26, trading at $26.56 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures broadly lower after stocks closed sharply higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Sponsored by Baldwin Tractor and Equipment and Monroe Sausage. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
The last 2 days have been pretty fantastic. I give you high scores on Wednesday and Thursday. How about Friday?
Well, we get another nice day today, though we have some clouds around this morning. It should become mostly sunny, and we're going to warm up to about 80 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight we'll see the clouds come back in, and we'll stay in the 50s, around 55. And then for the weekend, well, Saturday looks like the best day, partly cloudy, and a little warmer tomorrow, up to 82. And then on Sunday, there's a slight chance we could see a shower in the early morning, upper air disturbance kind of moving through the area. And but then the rest of the day, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times, and a high of 82 for Sunday. After that, looks not too bad, really, for Monday, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, high in the low 80s. Not a better chance for some showers Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're going to warm up into the mid and upper 80s. So some warm and humid weather for the middle of the week.
Right. Tomorrow, though, that rain, we look dry during the day tomorrow, right? We can get out and do things?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it looks good. Partly cloudy and 82. And then may see a isolated shower after midnight on Saturday. And then and maybe a shower around daybreak. But again, just a slight chance. And then the rest of the day, it'll vary from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy for Sunday. So not too bad.
All right. And as we get the rain next week, you see anything for a big rain coming? Any kind of big soaker?
No, it doesn't look like it. It appears that the middle of next week, we'll see more of some scattered afternoon showers. And they may come in the form of an occasional thunderstorm. And but we're going to warm up quite a bit, mid and upper 80s. In fact, Wednesday, we could even reach 90 degrees.
Now, you're talking about 90 degrees, and you're talking about afternoon thunderstorms. Have we made the turn into that summertime pattern of afternoon?
Well, not quite, but it looks like we may get the a little preliminary type thing Tuesday and Wednesday, where it feels more like summertime.
All right, Dr. Bill, and a good reminder here. We talk a bunch about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac and having people go pick that up, but right now that's not an option for a lot of people. You've got an online option.
We sure do, and you can get in and look at the almanac and all the information that we've talked about. It's on mobileweatheralmanac.com. That's mobileweatheralmanac.com.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, weekend ahead, people ready to get out there chomping at the bit to socially distance, maybe in their yard or out on the water or something, but not on the beach out there. So it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got some warm temperatures, but we also have quite a few clouds around. Not too bad on Saturday, but more clouds on Sunday. And again, that slight chance of a shower. And so I'm going to go with a 1.7830.
You know what? With what you just laid out, that's not bad. That's charitable.
Yeah, I mean, that's we're looking at any rain that most likely will occur at night. And looks like it'll be dry during the day. But again, a lot of clouds, especially on Sunday.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. He's looking for, I know he has tons of inventory, but looking for diesel trucks. He was rolling through his selection the other day, and it was magnificent. We'll talk with him coming up, and also Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking, and as always, take your text and calls after 8 o'clock at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Who Wants to Be Rich? You said you wanted to phone a friend who will hopefully answer this question correctly, and when you won $1 million, you'll have 30 seconds in which to ask and answer the question. Do we have Belle on the line?
I'm here for you, girlfriend.
Time starts now.
Belle, listen to me. Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? A, electric current, or B, water flow.
You don't know the answer to that?
There's a lot of money riding on this. Come on, help me out.
Speaking of money, did you know that Jack Green has been saving some people thousands of dollars on their commercial insurance, tons of money on their homeowners? I bet Jack can save you some money, too. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency at 344-5393. Call Jack Green today. He'll save you money, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Time's run out.
Not if you call Jack Green right now.
Is Jack going to get me the $1 million back you just cost me?
Probably not. And that's my final answer.
Jack Green saved you green. 344-5393.
For the Hooters Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers again say clear roadways. No problems from Fairhope and Daphne along 98, 181 and I-10 for the Eastern Shore Center at 225 and 31 through Spanish Fourth. The Bayway, the Causeway looks great. For now, Mobile Police Department and state troopers are clear. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com and they can deliver. Even schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership, springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As a sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile charged with bringing in sporting events, we understand the serious nature of dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus as it relates to sporting events in our area. As we all navigate through this unprecedented situation, many of our events coming up in the next 30 to 60 days are being postponed, canceled, or TBD. So to keep up with the latest, please visit our website, mobilesportsauthority.com, or our Facebook for updates. With your safety, we still say go all out. We do.
All right, we'll be checking the stats on the online opinion poll in just a second about the stay-at-home order. And I got some text from y'all. I want to read and give them that in just a second. Right now, I want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LZM. And this man always checks multiple boxes on what we're looking for. And you did it again this morning, Larry. You said you've got, what is this sweet spot? What do you got?
The sweet spot seems to be for four-wheel drives, 15 grand and under. And we got a bunch of them. We went out and found some Z71, Chevrolet, and GMC. We got Ford products. We got Rams, Toyota Tundras. So we got a great selection and great financing to go with it.
Now, you're singing my song on those trucks, but let's talk about financing, because somebody asked me about that the other day. I said, are those people open? I guess he meant finance company. Are they open?
Yes. Everything, you know, pretty much just a lot of them are working from home, but we're all connected with the modern technology of computers, so we can do everything. A lot of them we can e-sign.
Ooh, I like that. And we can also look at that inventory online.
Absolutely. LCMMotorCars.com. I think we're pretty much up to date on all the pictures. We got over 130 vehicles on the ground, so they can shop with their fingers.
All right. And if they want to shop with their feet and see you in person, give them directions.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, like I said, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right, so we asked this online opinion poll question this morning from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should Governor Kay Ivey issue a stay-at-home order for the state of Alabama? This is something that you and I bounced around for over an hour and 40 minutes, is that we're kind of, a lot of the things that are part of stay-at-home orders are already kind of going on here, whether at a state level or municipal.
Yeah.
No gathering over 10, you know, the businesses that have been closed, those kind of things.
The way I understand these stay-at-home orders is basically they encourage you to go out and go to work and get essential items, and that's about it. So mm-hmm. The grocery and the pharmacy and work, which it seems like most Alabamians are already doing.
Yes. It does, though, give law enforcement the ability to arrest. I don't want law enforcement. We're already talking about the officers for MPD that have tested positive for the COVID-19 antibody. Doesn't mean they're sick, but they. So I think as sheriff in Escambia County said, hey, we're not going to be, even though Florida has a stay-at-home order, he said, we're going to use this, but we're not pulling anybody over to mm-hmm. see what they're doing. I think that was Sheriff Morgan that said that. So what about that here in Alabama? What would change? I do see this from a text here from Chuck. He says, from a law enforcement point of view, a stay-at-home order would make our jobs easier.
Mm.
So what about that? Is that where the state, I mean, because we're looking at Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia now have stay-at-home orders, or they may call them something a little bit different, but they're essentially stay-at-home orders. Alabama, just like the lottery, if you look at a map, the same states that have the lottery have stay-at-home orders, and Alabama, no lottery and no stay-at-home order. Does it matter? The problem is it's been politicized some, too, as Democrats are pushing in Alabama for the governor to do this. And at the same time, the governor's got a job to be governor of everybody. Those people that are calling for a stay-at-home order, at the same time, those people are saying, hey, we got to keep some economy going here. We got to keep people working. We got to get products to people.
Yeah, and speaking of the Powerball, I guess they're still doing the Powerball lottery.
How are they doing it?
They've lowered the jackpot number to ensure that the people that are still out there buying tickets can cover the jackpot. You know, if someone wins the big prize, that they'll have enough in sales of the tickets to give them out. But I would have thought that they'd shut down all these lotteries. But I guess Powerball's still rolling along.
So state liquor stores stay open in a lot of places, like here, and in those states that have lottery, the lottery's still open.
Yeah.
Essential government services. There you go. 744. Hey, a quick update. Thank you, Matt. And maybe this is one for the law enforcement folks listening. A pedestrian walking eastbound on the Bayway. So not the causeway, Matt, who texted, the Bayway. Holy cow. Pedestrian walking eastbound on the Bayway looks to be under the influence of something. So if you're in law enforcement, you hear that, there's a heads up from Matt. Thank you on the text line. 7:45, we'll check sports with Dalton coming up, and news is next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama now has 1,270 confirmed coronavirus cases. With limited testing available, 69 people have tested positive in Mobile County. County officials announced on Thursday a third Mobile County resident died from the virus. He was a 56-year-old man with underlying health issues. There are 25 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Mobile City leaders are considering offering hazard pay to first responders. This comes after the city's public safety director announced 10 firefighters and 20 police officers have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. Mayor Sandy Simpson said he hopes the decision will be made about hazard pay by the end of today. Daphne city leaders are expected to vote on hazard pay on Monday. Mayor Dane Haygood says he wants to pay first responders and all frontline personnel an extra $3 an hour during the crisis and give all public safety employees a one-time payment of $250. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As Tom Brady prepares to move his family into Derek Jeter's 30,000-square-foot mansion in Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers have re-signed his presumed backup for the upcoming NFL season. Yesterday, Tampa re-signed quarterback Blaine Gabbert to a one-year deal. Gabbert has not lived up to expectations since he was drafted 10th overall in the 2011 draft by Jacksonville. Since then, he's bounced around the league, went to San Francisco, Arizona, then Tennessee, and then to Tampa last season. He's won just 13 of 48 career starts, but Gabbert expected to be a serviceable backup for the future Hall of Famer Brady. Meanwhile, because it's a slow time for sports news, there's been a lot of discussion about the house that Brady is moving into in Tampa. It's owned by former New York Yankee Derek Jeter, and reportedly includes 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, an entertainment room, a billiards room, and 2 boat lifts. It's also only about 6 miles from the Buccaneers team facilities. Former Jacksonville Jaguars offensive tackle Tony Boselli is recovering after he was hospitalized for 5 days at the Mayo Clinic for COVID-19. The 47-year-old Hall of Fame finalist also said that his wife Angie tested positive for coronavirus. Boselli said on 1010 XL in Jacksonville that his wife's symptoms were not nearly as bad as his.
Next thing you know, you're in the ICU and got a bunch of machines hooked up to you and you're in oxygen, and it was quite an interesting time. You kind of question it, and you're like, oh, this is not going to happen to me. Well, I'm young. I'm healthy. You know, this isn't something that only affects somebody who's old or has other diseases, you know, a compromised immune system, whatever. And it's just not true. It is real. It can affect any of us. You know, 47, healthy. I got it. Took me down pretty good.
The 3-time All-Pro is now back home and recovering. As companies pitch in to help America fight the battle against coronavirus, the New England Patriots organization is doing their part. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Patriots team plane transported 1.2 million N95 masks from Shenzhen, China, to the United States. Here's Patriots owner Robert Kraft yesterday on CNN.
We agreed to buy them and give them to the people of the city of New York just to try to bring some hope and goodwill and let people know we're trying to bring everything together.
The Patriots' plane had to be upgraded for international travel, and they acquired a waiver to avoid a 14-day quarantine in China. They were granted that waiver as long as the crew did not leave the aircraft. The Journal reported that the Kraft family paid $2 million, about half the cost, to acquire the masks. The initial order was for 1.7 million masks, but only 1.2 million could fit on the plane, so the remainder of the masks, about 500,000, are set to be delivered in another shipment. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported yesterday that free agent cornerback Eli Apple is back on the market after his deal with the Las Vegas Raiders fell through. Apple had initially agreed to a one-year contract with the Raiders on March 18th, even posted to Instagram that he was excited to start a new journey as a Raider. Apple played last season with the New Orleans Saints. The 24-year-old has started 51 games over a four-year career. 10 minutes until 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You want to see something that's strange? I saw this just pop up, a change.org petition to name Dr. Anthony Fauci the sexiest man alive. People have way too much time on their hands right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's what that award was meant for.
So Fauci, the sexiest man alive. So it's got 3,400 signatures right now. Target goal of 5,000. So there you go. All right, just stuff that's going on out there.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with highs of the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Hooters Traffic Center. We've had a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, clear. Also, Spanish Fort, no problems from Malbus to Loxley and I-10. Mobile Police Department, no delays. And again, you'll see no problems for Pritchard, Saraland, and through Tillman's Corner and Theodore so far. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, including lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. At Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:53 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. We'll check in with our friend Alec Naiman in just a second, find out what's cooking. Numbers are up. A new update here for COVID-19 cases in the state of Alabama and the breakdowns by our local counties. What do we have, Dalton?
Yeah, Alabama Department of Public Health just updated their numbers, and we're now up to 1,315 confirmed cases in the state.
Big jump.
21 have died from COVID-19. They're still saying about 8,393 total tests have been confirmed. 26 cases in Baldwin County, 71 now in Mobile County, and the rest of the counties around us. 3 in Washington County, 2 in Clark, 2 in Escambia, 3 in Monroe, 4 in Choctaw County, 1 in Conecuh, and 5 now in Wilcox County.
Wow. And as we continue to talk about the story here from Mobile and public safety, John Sharp's story over at AL.com saying 20 police officers and 10 firefighters in Mobile have tested positive for carrying the antibodies of COVID-19, according to officials. And we'll get into that next hour because there's an important distinction there. Goes on to say all 30 of those first responders are now awaiting the return of a nasal swab test from a Birmingham-based Assurance Scientific Laboratories. Those tests will determine if the police officers or firefighters are contagious and should be held in quarantine for 14 days. James Barber, city's executive director of public safety, said that close to two-thirds of the city's first responders have been screened, roughly about 600 people. Barber said of the 30 quarantined, only one has shown physical signs of having coronavirus. All right, talk more about that in a little bit, but if you're going to be staying at home, you're going to be quarantining, it's a good thing to do is to cook. And you've probably gone through all the recipes that are your go-tos. That's why we bring in the pros. Our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Good morning.
Hey, Jack, good morning, buddy. How's it going? Y'all hanging tough, it sounds like.
That's what we do, like you are as well. And in amongst all this, you're still bringing us great recipes. You got some burgers, but, I mean, these are fancy burgers.
Well, you know, this is not your everyday kid burger, I promise you that. This is for adults only.
Okay, I like it. So walk us through this.
Well, I call this my burgers with mozzarella and a spinach arugula pesto. So the idea is to make a pesto, okay?
So
I get me a bunch of spinach, you know, fresh spinach, and I rinse it off a little bit. It gets a little wet, and then I just pop it in the microwave for about a minute or so and just let it wilt, you know, and then I squeeze as much moisture out of it as I can. And then I come back and I put some garlic and some lemon peel, you know, some zest and some crushed red pepper in my little blender, you know, and then I blend it up until the garlic is finely chopped, and then I add the spinach and the arugula and some roasted pine nuts and some lemon juice, and I let it keep pureeing until it's all like mushed up into, you know what pesto looks like, and then I keep the machine running, drizzling a little oil. You know, and then I mix in some Parmesan cheese and all of it. It gets all flavored up. Then my pesto is made, okay?
Okay.
Then I take my ground beef. I add a little salt, pepper, garlic, whatever, and I put a couple tablespoons of this pesto inside the meat, and I mix it all up and make my patties. And I go out there and fire up the grill, and I get to cooking my patties, you know, like I like them. And anybody want cheese on them, I put a little mozzarella across the top, let it melt a tad, and toast up my buns, and next thing you know, I've got me my grilled burgers with mozzarella and spinach arugula pesto. What do you think about that?
I think I'm hungry for them, that's for sure. That sounds fantastic. Also, what sounds great is anything that y'all cook with Damon's Catering. Talk to me about y'all's business right now, how it's working, if people want to get some of those y'all make, we bake recipe. How does that all work right now?
Well, we are running a curbside service like everybody. We've got a different little menu coming out every week. I mean, it's like this week we're going to have sliced brisket and smothered pork chops and gumbo and crab soup and shrimp Alfredo. But I'm also putting my Easter menu out, you know, because folks will usually like to go out a lot of times after they do church on Easter Sunday. But this time I know they got to stay home. And so we've got our Easter package out. It's turkeys and hams and pork loins and prime rib, with mac and cheese and twice baked and green beans, deviled eggs, fruit salad, potato salad, whatever, okay? Really good stuff. So you can call us at 473-3900, and we can help put your menu package together. We can fix stuff for your freezer, so you've got several meals put away, like shrimp Alfredos or lasagnas or whatever you like, gumbos, so we can feed you for a few days. And just call us, and we'll bring it out to you. We also are doing some lunches and breakfasts at some of the plants that are having to open. So we're doing some corporate stuff if you're having to open. Feeding some nurse, feeding some people over at Mobile Infirmary at nighttime, stuff like that. So trying to do our part to help the community. And listen, donate to Feeding the Gulf Coast Food Bank. That's a real pet peeve of mine, and we need it. We sent out 400,000 pounds last Thursday, okay? Of food to all the pantries and all the church pantries. So support our food bank, guys. We need some help, okay?
Will do. That's Alec Naiman and What's Cooking, and we're coming right back.